Okay, beer me.
It's Beer 30 with Brad and Ben of Sports Meets Beer. This is the Danny Wright Show.
97.7, The River.
Friday, it's the return of Beer 30. I've got Brad from Sports Meets Beer. Good morning and happy Friday.
Good morning and happy Friday to you. And happy Friday to all of you parents out there whose kids went back to school. Hallelujah.
What a glorious week it has been. Indeed. Today we've got a beer from our friends at Wolf House Brewing in Cloverdale, and this is, well, so you and I were scratching our heads about this one. There's not a lot of information. It's a white label that says Clover Tucky Beer in big old font, 5.6% ABV, and that's all the info you get.
So using the trusty rusty ChatGPT, I looked it up and it directed me to Untappd, that describes this as a pale ale. And at 5.6%, that actually kind of tracks.
Sure.
You know, I thought it would be more of like a light lager or something like that, but that is not the case. As you pour this into your beer clean glass, you can examine the old AATMF. That's the appearance, aroma, taste, mouthfeel, and finish. As you look at this, there's good head retention. There is, you know, some decent bubbles floating up on the top there. It looks like a pale. It does not look like a light lager. So I think as shaky as the intel on something like Untappd, as you described it, the Wikipedia of the beer world, I think we're probably onto something here. When you go in for your first sniff, I get a lot of like wet cereal and a little bit of wort in the nose. I don't get it like hardly any hop in this.
No, and that's why when I smell it, it looks like a pale ale. It smells like a lager.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a very lightly hopped pale for sure. The nose on it, like I said, it's wet cereal, you know, like the cereal that your kids left in the bowl because they were already on the first day late for school, like that when you come back from dropping them off. I can stay with the theme of the day, which I know that sounds like very unappealing, but there is the cereal grain aspect of this is what's showing up. You know, all I really get here is the carbonation and then just the cereal grain. I don't get a ton of other notes to this.
No, that's it. And then going in for the sip, it's super sweet. So the precursor of it being cereal and sugar cereal at that is right there in the flavor.
Yes, that is really, that's like all there is to this. And there's a little bit of a richer mouthfeel to it than I would have thought, but not in like a really malt forward kind of way. There's almost like a acrid booziness to this at the end also.
Which is kind of strange for a 5.6% ABV.
Yeah, and like I wouldn't necessarily call it like a heavy booze burn or anything like that. It's just like there's just like an acrid note to the way that this finishes. It's really just kind of one-noted throughout, and then it's not a very pleasant finish at the end.
Yeah, I would say that if you're looking for something that isn't super high ABV but has, you know, more flavor than one of those traditional light lagers that we've actually had a few of in the last, you know, couple months, then, you know, this might be for you, or at least give it a shot, because it does have, while it's kind of one noted, the one note is pretty loud during it, you know?
Yeah.
So there is flavor there, and more flavor than I would expect being so low with the ABV. But yeah, I don't know. It's not really my jam, but yeah,
Yeah, you know, leaning in, you know, the Clover Tucky, the beer, the idea that it's going to be, you know, but like, I would think just with the branding that it's going to be something, you know, very much like an American adjunct lager. That's just the way that it looks in this can and the way it's sort of, right, you know, I say marketed, but really it's just the way that it's packaged. So that's not really what this is, you know. So if that's what you're looking for, you're going to be disappointed for sure.
That's true.
This just doesn't hold up. I don't think it's not a beer that I'm enjoying here, unfortunately. Even though I mean we do love Wolf House, they do a great job, great people, but this beer is not it.
All right, you can't win them all, I guess.
Like we pour Wolf House at the pub. We love what they have to offer. Their beers are great. This one just isn't it.
It's not it. All right. Well, Clover Tucky Beer from Wolf House Brewing. We're going to say pass on this one, but feel free to try any of their other amazing beers. All right. Well, you can check out this Beer 30 and all the others at 977theriver.com and on the River app, and check out Sports Meets Beer. Brad, you have a great, fantastic weekend.
You as well. The kids are already coming back home for a couple days. Great.
Great.